In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The tattoo is not just a colored drawing that is made on the body. It's something more. It is a symbol that has its roots in pagan and tribal non-cultures. Today, with the unification of esotericism, certain false myths are resurfacing, which try to conquer the new generations. Lots of people get tattoos, but they do not know the esoteric meaning of their actions. Young people believe that it is an innocent fashion. They proudly display their tattoos on the beach or in the nightclub without knowing what is behind this phenomenon. Again, they do not realize that they have fallen into an esoteric trap. To better explain what this means, we are going to use several texts taken from what is considered a fundamental book in the culture of tattooing. Modern Primitives, published in Italy under the title Tatuaggi Corpo Spirito. This is a book that strongly promotes the culture of tattoos and piercings, which are displayed in nightclubs. Tattoos sometimes reproduce satanic, esoteric, or even blasphemous images. There are specialized magazines that include catalogs with these types of drawings. Young people can read these magazines and choose the drawing they want to have engraved on their skin. Let's hear some examples. On the first pages of the magazine Tattoo Gallery, it reads, "Welcome to our gallery of living art." Indeed, in these pages, you will find a modern museum dedicated to body decoration, and specifically to tattoos made by the best professionals in the world. This magazine is dedicated to all those who consider tattooing not as a passing fad, but as a true philosophy of life. But what is this philosophy of life? To find out, all you have to do is turn the page. We immediately find ourselves in the first section of the catalog, called Sacred and Profane, which opens with this explanation. In almost all primitive peoples, tattooing was associated with the worship of demons, and was practiced during rites dedicated to them by wizards. In this type of tattoo, the flow of blood that came out of the wounds was very important, which, they said, drags the evil spirits that have entered it out of the body. Before we continue with the next part, do us a favor and hit that like button if you're getting value from this video. It really helps the channel out. In addition to the catalog, the magazine Tattoo Gallery offers young people a small lesson on the esoteric meaning of tattoos. With the excuse of decorating the body, young people are indoctrinated in this type of tribal and pagan practice dedicated to demons. The magazine's detailed explanation continues. The tattoos that many Polynesian women have around their lips are intended to prevent demons from entering their bodies through the mouth opening. The very pigment with which the drawing was made, generally obtained by mixing black smoke with oil from sacred plants, maintained the beneficial powers of the divinity of the fire that had produced it and transmitted it to those who, when tattooing themselves, absorb them through the skin. The chosen signs were intended to win the favor of the gods, to obtain their benevolence, and conjure their wrath and its terrible consequences. The text is accompanied by the catalog of tattoos, in which, as the title itself says, the sacred is mixed with the profane. There are images of Jesus and the Virgin Mary, but also a drawing in which Christ is represented in the form of a monstrous crucified lizard. An entire page is dedicated to a tattoo that represents the face of the devil, with many horns and piercings in the nose and ears. On the following pages, the drawings of the tattoos are even more monstrous. Mixed with some sacred and angelic representations, we find various demonic and death images. The worst is a skull with goat's horns placed over the cross of Jesus. The catalog of the Tattoo Gallery magazine continues with the pinup section, which shows tattoos of naked or semi-nude women. Some images are shown in monstrous or demonic forms. In particular, one is drawn in the style of Japanese cartoons and bears a classic satanic symbol, the upside-down cross. Then there is a section called Harley Bikers, dedicated to motorcycle fans. Here, we also find images of death. The philosophy of life that is notably shown in these pages is above all that of the herd. Some tattoos represent the classic groups of motorcycle thugs that we see in some American movies. In the following pages of the magazine, we find sections dedicated to Asian and Native American art, tribalism, and extravagant images. Among many other drawings, there is one of a girl tied hand and foot to the devil's horns. Lately, as has already happened with the phenomenon of nightclubs, the age of the person who gets a tattoo is decreasing more and more. Among young people, certain colored drawings that stick to the skin after wetting them with water are very fashionable. We are talking about temporary tattoos. To verify this, you simply need to read through the most popular magazines aimed at children and adolescents. For example, in an Italian digest-size comic series, we find advertising for cartoon-inspired tattoos. The saddest thing is that in certain places and beaches, the trend of nightclubs for young people is spreading. Naturally, in this case, there's no consumption of drugs or alcohol, but they are being educated with loud music, in which communication is lacking, and they are awakened to the desire to go to adult nightclubs one day. For those that are thinking of getting a tattoo or wearing a piercing, including those clip piercings, let us give you the following information so that in your discernment and reflection, each one of you can, with the help of God, come to determine and then make the best decision. The Catechism of the Catholic Church 1146 teaches us that man, being both corporeal and spiritual, expresses and perceives spiritual realities through material signs and symbols. In other words, that for the man, any material sign or symbol that he uses or carries to express something must mainly be a reflection of spiritual realities, of which God is the most important. On the other hand, St. Paul the Apostle tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And we must take care of it and treat it as such. He also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, the following. His purpose in dying for all humanity was that those who live should live not any more for themselves, but for him who died and was raised to life. That is to say, that in everything we must always seek to do the will of God before our own will, because in doing the will of God, we find our true well-being and happiness. So, with the light of the Holy Spirit and with all this information, we would recommend that in a moment of prayer, you ask yourself the following questions. Does having a tattoo or using a piercing reflect or express that I am the image and likeness of God? Does having a tattoo or using a piercing reflect or express that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Having a tattoo or using a piercing, will it be the will of God for my life? When God created man and woman, He tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 31, that God saw all He had made, and indeed it was very good. As a person created by God, made in His image and likeness, each one of us is unique, special, and irreplaceable, and that is what we must express or reflect in everything, above all, because we are His children in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.